up there.
One more nail to go, and this welcome sign is all ready.
Better hurry. He'll be here soon.
All the children on Torah Island are very excited, for today is the day that Uncle Moshe is coming to visit them. Uncle Moshe always makes Torah Island very, very happy. Singing and dancing and teaching the children all about Torah and mitzvos. What will the mitzvah be this time, they wonder?
Anybody see the scissors? These roses will look beautiful on the table.
Let me help you cut them.
Let's sweep the rooms and polish the mezuzahs.
All morning long, the children are busy. As they scrub and clean and cook, they sing the songs that Uncle Moshe has taught them.
Hachnosas Orchim, it means inviting guests. Hachnosas Orchim, it's friendship at its best. Hachnosas Orchim, it's something we should do. Hachnosas Orchim, invite a friend or two. Hachnosas Orchim, it means inviting guests. Hachnosas Orchim, it's friendship at its best. Hachnosas Orchim, something we should do. Hachnosas Orchim, invite a friend or two.
When the time comes for Uncle Moshe to arrive, Torah Island is clean and shiny and bright. The children climb to the top of the hill to look for Uncle Moshe's boat. They look up and they look down and they look all around. They look far and they look near and they look everywhere. And then, over there, not very far from here, they see Uncle Moshe and the mitzvah men. How the children dance and sing around him when Uncle Moshe arrives on Torah Island.
Shalom! Shalom!
Hello, hello, hello.
And how happy Uncle Moshe is to be with his special friends. As everyone is busy with the guest, Maya notices something floating in the water. It looks shiny, and it looks cold. Slowly he takes it out of the water. He looks at it very closely. It is a glass jar with a piece of paper inside.
This must be one of Uncle Moshe's new mitzvah songs. I'd better return it to him quickly.
He runs to Uncle Moshe and proudly hands it to him.
And what is this?
Oh, I thought you had lost it and
you wanted the mitzvah of returning it. Hashavas Aveda is a very important mitzvah, Meir. And now, let's open it up to see if there is a name inside, so that we can return it.
With all the children crowded around him, Uncle Moshe opens the jar and reads the message.
Meir, you have found something very important. Listen to what this note says. My sister and I left our town because there are no Jewish schools there. Our parents want us to come to Torah Island to learn about the Torah and mitzvos, but we are lost. Please help us. We must help these children come to Torah Island.
He looks at all the children seated around him and he asks them,
how do you think we can find them?
The children all look at each other.
I have an idea. Maybe Big Gedalia Goomber can spot them from the top of the hill.
That's a good idea.
Uncle Moshe turns to Big Gedalia and asks,
would you please try?
Of course. Come on, little Gedalia. Climb onto my shoulders and help me search the sea.
Big and little Gedalia climb to the top of the hill. Little Gedalia is big, but Big Gedalia is even bigger. Together, they are the biggest in all the land. Together, they can see very, very far. They look up, they look down, they look all around, but they do not see the lost children. They look far, they look near, they look everywhere, but they do not see the lost children. They look and they look and they look some more, but they still do not see the lost children. The children must be very, very, very far away. The Goombas sadly climb down the hill.
The boat is too far away from Tora Island for us to see them, but we will keep on trying.
Thank you. It is very important to keep trying. We must always try the very best that we can.
The children gather around Uncle Moshi once again.
What shall we do now?
Let's all think very hard. Maybe together we can come up with an idea.
The children think and think. They think long and they think hard.
Maybe Professor Green and the Simcha Machine can help us find them.
Yes, let's go ask Professor Green.
They quickly run to Professor Green's house. They knock on the door, but there is no answer. They ring the bell, but there is no answer.
Professor Green! Professor Green! Please wake up, Professor Green! This is not the time to dream! There is a problem, and we need your help!
What is this? Why are you waking me up in the middle of my nap? What's the matter?
Professor Green!
There are two children who want to come to Tora Island. They have lost their way. You must help us find them.
Oh, come quickly. I will do the trick. No time now for a lazy shtick. Come, come, let's go to the Simcha Machine.
Professor Green runs to his laboratory. A moment later, the Simcha Machine comes out, dancing and singing.
I'm the Simcha Machine, I run loose in the city, and no one can stop me, my songs are so witty. Now I'd like to sing you a nice happy ditty, so come follow me. I'm the Simcha Machine. I'm the Simcha Machine, I run loose in the city, and no one can stop me, my songs are so witty. Now I'd like to sing you a nice happy ditty, so come follow me. I'm the Simcha Machine. I'm the Simcha Machine, I run loose in the city.
All the children gather around the big machine. Professor Green mumbles to himself as he works.
Now, if I can find the right Simcha disc, I can program the Simcha machine to send out the right Simcha signal. Then maybe the lost children will be able to follow the Simcha signal back to Tor Island. Let me see. First, I will slip this disc in, press this button, pull the switch. Come on, Simcha Machine, try! You must try!
The Simcha Machine tries very hard. He blinks his lights and pushes his special long-distance Simcha buttons. The children wait eagerly. The Simcha Machine concentrates very hard. He jiggles and bounces and does his very best to send a Simcha signal out to sea. He sends it up and he sends it down. He sends it all around, but he does not reach the lost children. He sends it far. He sends it near. He sends it everywhere. But he does not reach the lost children. He sends and he sends and he sends some more, but he still does not reach the lost children. The children must be very, very, very far away. Professor Green shakes his head and sighs.
The boat is too far away from Tora Island for the Simcha signals to reach them. But we will keep on trying.
Thank you. It is very important to keep trying. We must always try the very best that we can.
Once again, the children gather around Uncle Moshi.
Let's think even harder now.
And the children think and think. They think long and they think hard.
Wait a minute. Let's think kosher.
Kosher?
Are you hungry, Uncle Moshi? Isn't everything on Tora Island kosher?
Of course. But when I say kosher, what do you think of?
Food that has a special kosher symbol on the package.
Yes, but what else?
Bubby's homemade gefilte fish.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. When I say kosher with wings, what do you think of?
Roast chicken on Shabbos?
A flying hot dog?
A kosher airline meal?
What about kosher with wings and fire?
A barbecue chicken from Shabbos leftovers?
No. You're all thinking of food. What about Yankee Strudel's kosher rocket?
Oh, of course!
Yankee Strudel can spot the children's boat from his kosher rocket. Come on, let's go!
All the children run to the control tower on Torah Island. Akiva takes the microphone.
Yankee Strudel, this is Control Tower on Torah Island. Please come in, Yankee Strudel.
This is Yankee Strudel. How can I help you, Torah Island?
There are two lost children in a boat. They are looking for Torah Island. Can you help us find them, Yankee?
I will certainly try.
The children wait impatiently. After a few minutes, Akiva once again speaks into the microphone.
Yankee Strudel, this is Control on Torah Island. How is it going up there?
Control, this is Yankee Strudel, still in rocket number 4. I flew up, I flew down, I flew all around, but I did not see the lost children. I flew far, I flew near, I flew everywhere, but I did not see... Hey, wait a minute. Over there, not very far from here, I see a boat with 2 children. I see a little boy and a little girl. Yes, yes, Baruch Hashem, I see the lost children.
Baruch Hashem!
I see them, but wait a minute.
What is it, Yankee? Come in, rocket number 4, come in.
I see the children, but they're going the wrong way. Their boat is not taking them to Torah Island. It's taking them away from Torah Island.
Oh, no! Can't you signal them, Yankee?
No, Control. I'm too far away to signal them. But I'll certainly keep on trying.
Thank you, Yankee, for your help. Please keep trying and have a safe landing.
Akiva shuts the microphone and looks at Uncle Moishe. All the children look at Uncle Moishe.
We won't give up. We know that they are out there, and we will find a way to bring them here.
But how? Big Gedaliah Goomber was too far away to see them. The Simcha machine was too far away to reach them. And now Yankee and his kosher rocket are too far away to signal them. How can we get to them? What do we have that they didn't have? Well, we have each other.
All the children turn to Yehuda.
What do you mean?
It seems to me that if we all work together, we can do something the others couldn't do.
What can we do?
Yehuda turns to Uncle Moishe and answers,
Well, you taught us about doing mitzvos. And you taught us by singing about mitzvos. Now we have a chance to do one of the most important mitzvos in the Torah, to help another Jew who is lost. What if we do this mitzvah by singing?
How can singing help us do this mitzvah?
Yehuda turns to all his friends and says,
Because we won't just sing, we'll sing a tefillah, a prayer to Hashem. We'll sing with all our heart and all our soul, and we'll sing it all together, one voice, one prayer, and hopefully Hashem will help the children.
What a wonderful idea. What a wonderful idea to come together in tefillah to help another Jew.
The children quietly gather around Uncle Moishe as he strums his guitar and softly sings.
When we walked through the desert, you showed us the way, watching your children every night and every day. Now all together we turn to you, Hashem, we turn to you, we ask of you, please help us once again. When we walked through the desert, you showed us the way.
children quickly learn the words, and their voices grow louder and louder.
That's right, children. When we sing our tefillah to Hashem, it must be with everything that we have, with all our strength and with all our might.
Louder and louder, stronger and stronger, do the children sing.
When we walk through the desert, you showed us the way. Watching your children every night, every day. Now all together.
Hey everybody, I was just in the control center. Yankee Strudel announced over the radio that the children's boat has turned around. They are now coming towards Torah Island!
Baruch Hashem! Hooray!
Hashem must be answering our tefillah.
Once again, the children's voices fill the air.
Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around.
Professor Green runs to the children.
The Simcha machine is reaching the children's boat with strong Simcha signals. Keep singing, children. Keep singing.
And so they do. Stronger and louder and stronger still. And Big Gedalia Goomber comes running down the hill and shouts,
"They're coming! They're coming! I saw them and they're coming! Keep singing, children. Let's sing them right on to Torah Island."
And Big Gedalia Goomba and Professor Green and even Yankee and his kosher rocket join the children's song. And they sing and they sing. And the boat carrying the two lost children comes closer and closer and closer. Finally, it lands on Torah Island. But they do not stop their singing. They want to tell Hashem how very thankful they are that he answered their tefillah. They want to tell Hashem how very happy they are that the little brother and sister are safe. And as the children of Torah Island gather around their new friends, they sing with joy.
Hey, Beinu Shalom Aleichem, we welcome everybody to an island made for you and me. Hine Matovu Manayim, it's so nice to be together, so come now and join our family. Hine Matovu Manayim, Achim Yom Yochad. Hine Matovu Manayim, Noim Shebes Achim, Achim Yom Yochad.
As the singing quiets down, Uncle Moshe says,
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem that you have arrived safely.
Welcome! Welcome to Torah Island!
Welcome! Welcome home!
The two children look at all the happy faces around them.
We thought that we would never find Torah Island.
But Torah Island really found us. Your singing found us. We were really lost until we heard your wonderful singing. It was so strong and so loud that the whole world must have heard your song. We were able to follow your voices all the way here. And we are so very happy to be here.
Uncle Moshe turns to all the children.
You see what can happen when we never give up trying? You see how Hashem heard our tefillah and helped us when we all worked together to do a mitzvah with all our heart and all our soul. And now, children, it's time to say shalom. I must leave Torah Island. I know that you will take good care of your new friends. And you know, and I know, that I'll be back again, singing and teaching the mitzvos of Hashem.
The children wave goodbye to Uncle Moshe. They are sad to see him go, but they are already looking forward to his next visit.
What wonderful adventure will happen then?
Now it's time to say shalom.
And if you listen very, very carefully, you can hear the echoes of a song in the sea around Torah Island. For Hashem loves to listen again and again to the tefillos of his children.